want government at all levels to acknowledge and respond that we have been elected to represent our community and should be consulted and engaged, because at the end of the day, it's us who know our community better than anyone else. You know, I think other people should have backed away and let the elected members of each community to deal with their own issues and problems. Mr. Pearson hasn't been elected to his organization. He hasn't been. Well, over 120 million has been spent in the Kingdom Cape by several organizations controlled by Mr. Pearson with little measurable benefits. There's no change, nothing different.
Your community is one of the welfare reform communities that you're referring to where this $120 million has been spent. When you say there's no change, are you saying that it's $120 million that's been wasted?
Has been wasted, yes, because when we have things happening here in the community, nobody from partnership office come, nobody come from the parenting hub. The parenting hub isn't functioning. They aren't part of the wellbeing centre. There's issues there, the wellbeing centre and mental health issues. You know, everybody's doing their own thing, not in a community capacity. We are talking to people, but nobody's talking to us.
So you, as the democratically elected leaders of the local government, are you being properly consulted on issues in your community by outside organisations?
No, we haven't.
The press release says that you have questions around the transparency of Mr. Pearson's programs with no real analysis of what's spent and what the outcomes are.
Yeah, well, you know, there is a lack of transparency in the awarding of the RJCP contract at Cohen and Arakun to the Cape York Institute. Cape York Institute, when this thing happened last year in November, my public put in their tender, and here is an organization, that's an organization that's been in this community for many, many years. Now, we had a good relationship across the board, not only with council, but with the community itself. Now, why did an organisation like that get taken out when everything was working well and another organisation been come into place?
Can you explain what My Pathways is?
My Pathways, it's from the CEA organisation, CDP, so to speak.
So it's providing work for the dole services in the community?
Yeah, you know, taking this organisation out was a kick in the guts.
Is Noel Pearson recognised as a leader in your community in Arakun?
Mainly, I don't think he's recognised as a leader in Arakun. I think the community recognise the leaders of this community are their own leaders in their own clan group and this council.
Why isn't Noel Pearson recognised as a leader?
He wants what he wants, you know. When Cape York Institute got that bid to be the service provider, he came to my community. He just came in like he owns the place, and that's disrespectful. I think the community don't want his involvement anymore. I think it's about time, to run our own affairs. Please, you know, that's what we want.
Tony Abbott describes Noel Pearson as a prophet and wants him to be one of his key advisers after the federal election. How do you feel about that?
Well, mate, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that he doesn't get the seat. Because, you know, no money will come direct to any one of the councils in the Cape. It's going to get cut off by someone in the middle.